Hi, George's Jungle. Just waiting for Dina Jo to show up. There you are, Dina Jo. Oh.
What is that all about?
Did he kick out or something?
I was there, and then it said, and then this green thing said across the screen, you have to join. I was like, but I was just there.
Hey, Tuttles.
Weird. Hi, Tuttles.
And George's Jungle is here, too.
Oh, hi, George. I was going to say, who else is in here?
Yep. But but we're just waiting for the old man to join us.
Oh, he's hiding, huh? See, it must be, I don't know, something's going on with Podbean or something. Hi, Mike. Because that
I'm
was weird.
Here.
There he is.
I'm
because I
here.
Was there. You saw me. You said, there's Dina Jo, and I was right next to you, and then all of a sudden I was gone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric, coming to you live this
yes,
Friday.
Yes, we are.
From across the United States of America. Yeah, baby. Yeah. What a beautiful morning. Beautiful morning out there.
It really is.
Man, I am busy. Good grief. God, I got so much going on.
Oh, see, Mike couldn't log in either.
I'm kind of stressing.
He doesn't say your name. You're stressing, huh?
Life is full of problems.
It's how we deal with them. Little detours.
Detours
in what we normally do.
Little speed bumps.
Trying to take us off track.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to change our attitudes.
You know, I was outside just listening to the birds singing, and everything's just going nice, and it's just nice, and it's quiet, and and then I heard this voice from the heavens. Tell Dina Jo, fall is around the corner.
No, I was cursing you. I was putting my fists up in the air towards Washington. No! No, I like my garden!
Fall, autumn is on its way, Dina Jo.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
You were commenting on, you were asking me about the trellis system I have on my tomatoes.
Yeah, you should see his tomatoes. Oh my gosh. I was, instead of playing Where's Waldo? I was like, oh my gosh, there's Grammy. Wait, is that Grammy in that tomato bush? Wait, there she is. That tomato bush is taller than Grammy.
That's one plant too.
Just one.
One.
You have a couple of them bushes.
Yes, I do.
They're humongous.
There's something about.
Hi, Kumela.
It's something
we're not
about.
Oinking at you, Kumela.
We can just grow cherry tomatoes,
that's what that plant is, the cherry tomato plant. I've never seen them that. Time.
What I use for a trellis is I've got these little square pieces. I went and bought this. It's rebar. It's like eighth inch rebar.
Hi, Mimi Michelle.
It's this little rebar. It's like a four inch square rebar. It's for like concrete. When you do concrete, I went and bought this stuff. It's real thin, real small. And I cut it in kind of like 4 foot square. And I wire it up to some, half inch rebar that I drive into the ground. So I got like a little fence there, a little fence, and I plant the plant in front of it. And then as it grows up, I just, I help the branches start weaving in and out of it. I start weaving it in and out. And
so it's flat instead of round, like a normal tomato plant.
Yes, it is flat because I didn't really want it to. I wanted it to spread out more than anything. I wanted it to spread out more than anything this year. I wanted it to go vertical, I guess. I wanted it to go more vertical So it would spread out, and it did. Oh my gosh, it just did a wonderful job.
They're crazy. Hi, Gina. Hi, Stilo. Yeah. Nice to see you, Stilo. It's been a long time.
And I've actually trimmed it, Dina Jo. I've oh trimmed gosh. It because it's starting
it's
to
amazing.
Get reach out. Yeah.
It's yeah. amazing.
But it's funny. And then the big tomato plant, I showed you that one too. It's big, but it's not as big as that cherry tomato plant.
Oh, they're Man. Big.
Yeah,
they're really
yeah,
big.
We could do some tomatoes. Oh, and we had a red tomato off our big tomato plant, the plant that gives us our big tomatoes. You know, we went no Tuttles. Actually, what I do is I go out there and I just kind of bump them. I bump them around. You know, I bump them and I watch.
Do you tickle the flowers? Now, hi Victor. Do you mean like to pollinate?
Yep. Yes. Okay. Yes, I go out there and I just kind of tap on them. I tap on the little flowers to get the pollen up in the air. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've heard with taking like a Q-tip and going in, like with the – I heard the same thing. I didn't hear with tomato plants, but with the zucchini blossoms
yeah.
to do that too. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. I use an electric toothbrush, and it's not that hard.
No.
I use bees. I know, flying ham. I was going to say, well, when I had the four things of bees in my backyard, I had no problem at all. None. Well, I had the best garden then ever.
Yeah, well, see, this year we haven't gone out and manually did that with the flowers on our garden because we had a good population of bees visiting
That's
us.
Good.
And I think it
That's
was because
good.
Of that clover that was, you know, the little clover flowers.
Oh,
that
have
draws
fun,
them
Victor.
In.
Hi, Jess.
That draws them in, and for then sure, they Jess. Just continue on, you know. Hi, Victor.
Oh, a campus tour for your daughter.
Great.
That's going to be so much fun.
Fantastic. Oh, that'd be good times. Good times. Hi, Jess. but we had a lot more bees this year.
That's good. That's good.
And let's see. When I went to take that picture of Grammy by the tomato plant, she had to walk through the clover. And I go, wait, let me look. Let me make sure there's no bees in there, you know, because I don't want to disturb them when they're doing their little pollinating, you know. And I looked, I go, no bees, go ahead, trample on it. So that's the nice thing about clover. You can stomp all over it and it just pops right back up.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, bees, I'm telling you, bees are where it's at, man. I just love me some bees. And we had a lot of bees.
Hi, Ralph.
Especially in our roadies that we have around the house. I didn't have the orb weavers this year, but I had bees. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because they had the roadies draw these.
Are you kidding
me,
Tuttles? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, what does he say?
He says he'd love to, but it's illegal beekeeping in his area. How can that be illegal? That just tests my hide.
How is it illegal to be?
Yeah, they shouldn't even do it in city limits. City limits is fine too. They don't do anything to you. I mean, they have them on rooftops of buildings, for God's sakes.
He says they're not allowed to have birdhouses.
What
city you live in? Get out of there.
Oh my gosh.
Get out of that city. See you, Victor.
We
have a great day.
Behaving.
Enjoy your time with your daughter on that campus tour, man. That's good things. Good things, man.
Hi, Ralph. I know.
Get out of that town, man.
People need to understand the importance of bees and that they really don't harm you. They don't come after you like wasps and all those other critters do. And how good they are. They're so valuable. They're so valuable.
Education, man. Education.
Yeah, it really is.
That's what it is. You just got to educate yourself about bees. Yeah. But what I was telling you, our roadies, we get these big, we don't get the little bees. We get these big bees that are
like the bumblebees are
kind of, the bumblebee. I mean, when a little bee buzzes by you, it's like, when these guys buzz by you, it's like,
Yeah, I know. Here we come.
They bump into me. I swear I get hit by them, you know. They like, oh, excuse me.
Well, they're so awkward with those little wings and those big bodies. They're like, oh.
Yeah. They're just like, what hit me in the head? Oh, sorry. Just trying to get through here. But, you know, you were talking about how you used to talk to them. I go out and I talk to them. I talk to the bees, too. Hey, what are you guys doing? Hey, what's going on?
I saw one yesterday. I'm like, please bring your friends to my yard. Please, please go tell your friends to come to my yard. He's just sitting there on the flower. Yeah.
They introduced a wasp?
I know. I was like, but what are you talking about? Why would they introduce a wasp instead of a bee? Wasps are bad.
Bad wasp.
On our area that helps.
I've never seen a wasp be a pollinator.
That's weird.
Wasps are
the government
for the enemy of bees. Yeah, that's somebody that doesn't know what in the world they are doing.
Yeah, now you're flying hams like, I'm curious where you live. I just don't understand why they
Welland on Canada. Huh. Interesting. That's interesting. That just says
I'm not a bee expert.
I'm not a bee expert.
Nor am I.
That doesn't make any sense to me with what I know. Ontario. Oh, it's a Welland, Ontario, Canada. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, man.
I think out of all of us in this little group, Flying Ham probably is the most.
He's the bee guy. Yeah, he's our bee man.
He knows more than me, yeah. We do have wasp pollinators.
Oh.
Paper wasps can be beneficial to honeybees.
Oh, I did not know that. Well, there you go. There you go. He's like our bee guy.
Hi, Spanky.
He's our bee guy, like Crax is our spider lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although we do oink at him.
Well, because he's a flying ham.
Yes. He's a flying ham that keeps bees.
Hey, Spanky. How you doing? I think I got Spanky just about into Crocs.
Oh, yeah, I
think
I know.
He's looking at
him. I could hear it in his voice. The twitch that's happening in his voice. That's what happens.
That's my mission in life.
To get people twitching?
No, to get Spanky in Crocs. His daughter just bought an orange pair. Camo. Flying ham. Don't do it, Spanky. Hey, no yelling in the chat room.
Spanky.
No yelling in the chat room, you guys.
Library voices, please.
That's funny. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, man, what a busy day. I got that appointment this evening between 6 and 7. And I got to get everything ready for that. Yeah, you can roar. No yelling. Roars are okay, yeah.
You can yell.
So we're just kind of running around, bumping into people, bumping into things today, trying to get ready for that.
Okay.
I was going to say,
is everything okay? I hope everything's
okay. Oh, no, everything's fine.
I don't want to be nosy.
Oh, no. You know? This is a good appointment.
Spanky throws out their transgender surgery. Yeah, I'd leave it to the spank.
Yeah, if you were sitting next to me, I'd throw a crock at you.
Yeah. That'll really get him.
Oh, no. It's a good thing. I hate it when things are scheduled. I try to be really super ready for them, you know. And it's all going to be good. It's all going to work out. Because
awesome.
Grammy's with me. She's in control. So it'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's why we're not having no music show tonight, folks. Sorry.
Go to Chris Unplugged. He'll have you popping.
Yeah. He'll have you
popping. And Laura will follow around.
Oh, there he is right there. Hi, Chris.
Welcome, Chris. Yeet.
Oh.
I'm here. I'm drinking.
Hi, Mitchell.
It sounded quiet there for a second. Hi, Mitchell.
It was. It's kind of hard to talk when you got a mouthful of water. I have a tendency to spray.
I'm sorry, Eric. We interrupted you.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, Chris will probably start with the pre-show around 7:30 or 8 p.m. Eastern. The main show will start at 9 p.m. and then Laura of Communication Station will follow it up around midnight or 12:30.
Okay.
And Chris has a good music show, folks. He's not like mine. Mine is I just play the music. I don't talk in between the things. But Chris is like, he's DJing, man.
Yeah, he's very DJing and welcoming.
He gets into it, and it's very, very entertaining. It's a very good music show. Yeah. So be sure to check him out. It's 6 o'clock Pacific time. And just chill with him.
Thank
chill
you, Dark him. Bear.
I think, as a matter of fact, I think George's Jungle is going to fire up a music show on Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken.
I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome he's going to fire up music a music show. That's awesome.
Yeah. We all need music. And it doesn't matter who's doing it as long as there's music, you know. And, and we all don't play the same thing.
No.
I mean, all our music shows are all different. And we have our good friend from England, Man Cave Sound. He's got his music show. Ralph does music every now and then, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of good music. And you can find something that's your taste, you know. And I had somebody come in the music show. What were we doing? We were doing Motown. And they were in the Motown show almost all 2 hours, almost the full 2 hours. And then towards the end, he writes in the chat room, "This music sucks." And I'm thinking, well, why have you been here all night?
Just
free yourself, you know, free your mind, buddy.
God.
Go find another music show.
There's plenty of them, you know. I know that Jess Duck has come in and she's working out when she does it sometimes. And the dude, Sean, he works out he runs and stuff during Chris Unplugs.
Yeah.
He said he goes outside and he has it blaring in all the neighbors and he's doing his workout. So he has his own free gym out front and everybody else is watching him.
I'm telling you. That's what it's
so
all
there
about.
You go. Music.
You know, that's like serving yourself up some like bitter greens from the Philippines and you don't like it, but by golly you're going to eat them, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like stop eating them. You know, stop. If you don't like it, go find something else. Good grief.
There's enough. There's enough on here that you should be able to find something you like. Yeah.
That is so funny, man. It just cracks me up. It cracks me up, you know. I don't like poking myself in the face with a fork, but I'm going to keep doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. So I was reading this article this morning. I got in... And just got into it. It was fascinating to me. See, I used to be a bicycle rider when I was a younger and more fit old man. And so I'd go out on road bike trips and ride and this and that. I've actually rode I did a century ride. That's 100 miles. I did it in 6 hours.
On a bicycle?
Bicycle, yeah.
Okay.
And so I was into it. I was into riding bicycles all the time, you know. I just loved them. And the fastest I ever went on a bike was I come off this mountain. I rode to the top of this mountain in Prescott Valley. They call it Mingus Mountain. I rode to the top of it. And then coming off that mountain, when I hit the flat, there's a storm coming in. And so there was a wind pushing me. And it was a 40 mile per hour wind. And I got to where I really started cranking it. Yeah, nice. That's a good time. And so, excuse me. And so I matched the wind. I'm doing 40 miles an hour on my bike and the wind's blowing 40 miles an hour. And when you hit that envelope, you don't feel no wind resistance when the wind, you're going as fast as the wind is pushing you. You don't feel anything. You don't feel any wind against your chest. You don't feel the wind pushing you. It's like you're in a little, vacuum, you know, you don't feel anything. You're just pedaling and going. And I looked at my little speedometer computer thing I had on my bike and it said 41 miles an hour. And I got to tell you, I was scared. I mean, that's fast on a bike for, you know, just for the old man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going. And it's like, cause I have crashed on bikes before. I've crashed. And it's like, all I could think about was don't crash, don't crash, don't crash, you know? And so that being said, I'm reading this article and there was this lady and I don't remember her name, but in 2018, she broke the land speed record for a bicycle. She was going 184 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh.
184 miles an hour on a salt flat. And so there's a video of her doing this. It's on YouTube and you can find it. World bicycle speed record. And so it's a real interesting video because she's talking about it, you know, and how she accomplished, how they accomplished it, because she broke this record that was longstanding. And the guy whose record she broke was helping her and training her and like, you know, getting her ready to break this record.
That's awesome.
And I don't remember how fast his record was. But anyway, so then how they do it is they've got this dragster, for anybody that's into drag racing, they got this dragster like car with a big cage behind it, you know, and for wind resistance to break the wind. So when the bike rider's riding, there's no wind. They don't feel any wind. Because the wind resistance, there's no way somebody could get that fast. You know, you just can't. Manpower, you know, you ain't gonna do it because of resistance and that. So they put him in this little, they got this little cage in front of them, and they're drafting like NASCAR. She's drafting behind this dragster that's doing 185 miles an hour.
Oh my god. That's and then insane. They're talking in this video.
Oh, it is. It is. And she said it. She said, yeah, it's scary. She goes, oh, yeah, it's scary. She says, it's scary. People have died trying to set that record because they fall, you know, fall on a bike at 185 miles an hour. And they're just scraping you up off the salt flat, you know. I mean, that's just it. But they go into talking about how they made the bike. It's a special made bike. Uh-huh. The gearing on it, and it's got motorcycle tires on rims and all this and that. And it's an amazing feat. What an amazing feat, you know, man. The only other speed record thing I saw was on an indoor track. An indoor track, oval track for bicycles. And what they did was, it wasn't so much how fast you were going. You had an hour. How far can you go in an hour? And this is all indoor on an indoor track. And it's I saw a documentary on this guy breaking that record. And that's amazing because they take off and he's got to just go as fast as he can for an hour and see how far he can go. So these kinds of things are amazing, you know, what the human body can do, what a human can do, you know, and, it's just all fascinating leading up to the, you know, the Olympics, you know, what man can do, how man can push himself to the limits and all this and that. And it's just fascinating stuff. I just love that kind of, I love those kinds of stories too, but what kind of guts does it take to get on a bicycle behind a car and do 185 miles an hour? Woo, baby. Man. But you should check that out. Find that video. Check it out. It's really fascinating, and they get all into it. And they even talk to the person that's driving the car, you know, because they had to make sure that car wasn't going to act up. You know, they had to make sure that car was going to run. It was going to run. As a matter of fact, it was the same car that they used for when the guy broke the record 13 years ago or whatever.
Claire, welcome. Like so.
Anyway, fascinating stuff. The human effort, you know, human stuff.
Don't ever think you can't do it.
No. You know, the one thing I like are the one thing I like in track and in the Olympics are the track and field events.
Welcome,
you know, individual stuff. You know, man versus man. You know, the racing. Mm-hmm. I'm not so much into the distance running as I am to the sprints. I love the sprints and field events. You know, these people, you know, shot putting and all this and that. And during the trials, I saw two records get broke. I saw the record for shot put get broke. Now, these guys are using a 16-pound steel ball on shot put. 16 pounds. Yeah. That's how heavy that ball is that they're zinging out there. And you're not throwing it. You're putting it. You know, you're pushing it out. You're pushing it out. You're not throwing it like you're not getting you're throwing a baseball. You're pushing it. And I can't remember the distance, but I remember seeing it when the guy broke the world's record. And he was like 7 feet up in, you know, in front of the second place guy. It's like, okay, I'm done. I there it is. I'm done. And then I saw that woman, the hammer thrower. I don't know how heavy those hammer balls are, but I saw her when she broke the distance on her hammer throws. Good Lord. I mean, they're taking these things and zinging them out there. And what's fascinating about her is she breaks the record, and then she breaks it two more times, you know,
breaks her own record.
Breaks her own record, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And you should have seen her face. I mean, you can still see these on YouTube too, but you should see her face. She knows when she lets go, she knows she's got the record. You know, she knows. And then she just collapses and she's just overwhelmed with her throw. So I wish them all the best of luck in the Olympics. You know, I really hope they do it. Do it. Do it. Do it, people. Get out there and do it. And I'm really disappointed about what happened with that American sprinter. I can't remember her name. She's just a young thing, 21-year-old sprinter. She always got this flamboyant, different color hair. And she got caught with the drug thing. She failed a drug test. So she's been banned, can't run in the Olympics. And the reason I'm disappointed is because it was going to be a race, because Jamaica's got some girls that are right there. I mean, they're all these sprinters are like, there's just, you know, tenths, hundredths of a second, separating these girls in this 100-meter sprint. And I was thinking, oh, man, what a showdown that's going to be. What a showdown is that going to be? Yeah, but we'll be able to see him again, like in maybe the World's Games or something like that. But, yeah, I love that stuff. I love that stuff. And I'm all for it. I'm all for that they have an Olympics for drugs. I mean, let everybody juice up.
Just make it
a different class. You know, all you people that want to take the steroids and the juicing and the performance enhancing stuff. Well,
the guys who then want to be the girls and be with the women and outdo the women because they're really men.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's kind of not fair.
Yeah. What is up with that? That is so,
That's just kind of,
it's just like that Belgium
worse than drug. I mean, that's just too, it's like, it's not, you can't, there's not. Yeah. There has to be their own, yeah.
Have their own class, yeah.
Yes, because then they can compete with each other.
Yeah,
yeah. Because normally that's how God made us. Guys are normally stronger than women, typically. You know.
Well, this weightlifter, I think he's from Belgium. I'm not sure.
Oh, Ralph wrestled a girl in high school. I bet you did, Ralph. Not on this show, Ralph. Not on this show.
We wanted to wrestle girls, and our coach said, stop it. Stop it, you guys. But this weightlifter's been weightlifting for 37 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And as a man.
You did, Ralph?
I worked at this aluminum foundry. We're doing aerospace parts, and there was this little lady. I can't remember her name. Just as cute as a bug, little thin thing, and she little blonde, and she was working in one of the departments, and I got to know her, and we're talking, and she was a single mom. She had to do what she had to do to make money to raise her kids. So she was a mud wrestler. Yeah.
So wait.
Put on the bikini, go out there and wrestle, in front of the guys. And she goes, I'm not proud of it, but I had to feed my kids. So I did. Well, I go, hey, go. I understand. I go, you don't have to apologize or be embarrassed for me. I go, that's all right. All I want to know is, come on, you and me right now.
Oh, jeez.
I have to walk out. I'd kick your butt, old man. I'd kick your butt.
So wait a minute, Ralph, I have a question for you. So when you said she was tough, but I won. So when you were wrestling her, knowing that you were wrestling a girl, did you get it past your mindset that it was a girl? You know what I mean? Like, oh, I can't be as tough on her because she's a girl. Or did you just wrestle your hardest just like it was another opponent? Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you get that in the back of your head and then you don't do it as hard as you
do. Hi, Jay, baby.
Hi, Jay, baby. Morning.
Yeah, and the thing is, waiting for Ralph to respond, but the thing is they want you to think that way.
True.
They want you to take it easy on them, and then they go out there and kick your butt. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who here wants to get in the ring with Muhammad Ali's daughter? I don't remember her name, but, you know, she was that professional boxer.
Oh, yeah. You know? She was.
I mean, I would want to get in the ring with her, you know. Good night. Or these UFC, the women's UFC fighters. No way. No way, you know. Hi, this is Rowdy Rouser. What is it? Rowdy Ronda Rouser. Yeah.
And it's like Layla Ali. Layla Ali.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen her box. Good Lord. You could tell her dad had some input on her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she's not doing it anymore either.
She's a cooking show, doesn't she?
I believe so. And I think she did some modeling. She's a gorgeous woman.
She's very pretty.
She's a very gorgeous woman. Yeah. Well, you know, Muhammad Ali, he was a pretty good looking guy.
He was a hot senior woman. You're funny.
Let's see. I was, I guess now some high schools actually have some states and that some school to actually have women's wrestling division, you know. They got them out there, but yeah. Yeah, we tried to talk our coach into letting us wrestling women, and he said they'd come in and clean your clock. Shut up. Get back to work. Okay, Coach Dave. I remember when I was wrestling. I remember summer preseason training camp we were having, you know, and I actually beat Coach Dave, you know. And he, you know, I was like, man. And then I couldn't, when I pinned him, it wasn't so much that, you know, I just pinned him and let him up. No, I kind of wallered in it for a while, you know, holding him down. And he's patting me. It's like he's tapping me and he's going, get off me, Merc. And then he looks at me like, you'll never do that again. Sorry, Coach Dave. Wrestling was a fun sport. I still like watching collegiate wrestling. Collegiate wrestling's very interesting. It's Roman Greco wrestling style. It's what they use in what they do in the Olympics, and it's interesting. It's interesting. It's not your, you know, it's not the you know, the full blown you know, professional wrestling. You know, it's not the sports wrestling, the sports show wrestling. It's the yeah, you know, it's just collegiate wrestling, and I love it. You know what I was watching the other day, too, is judo. Oh, my gosh. I've never really watched competitive judo. Ooh,
no, I've never watched it, but I was just reading about exactly what was jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu?
Now, Ralph I don't, is saying that he's done, so I was just kind of reading about it. But, man, it looks...
Now, I don't know. Ralph, is jiu-jitsu a Olympic event? I don't know. I know taekwondo is. That Korean karate, taekwondo, and I know judo is, and I'm not sure if jiu-jitsu is an Olympic event. I tell you what, though, that is some stuff, man.
Used in defense and offensive manner to kill or subdue one or more weaponless armed or armed opponents. Wow, I need to learn me some jiu-jitsu.
Oh yeah, jiu-jitsu. I mean,
I need to learn what really
boosted that that sport was early UFC. You know, back in the 80s when it wasn't called the UFC, it was just called Ultimate Fighting. It was called Ultimate Fighting when I first started watching it in the 80s. And this guy from Brazil, Horse Gracie was a big.
I remember that name.
Yeah, he was one of the well-known fighters, and he was a jiu-jitsu guy. And his name got famous, and then so in his name getting famous, the Gracie jiu-jitsu in Brazil got famous, and there you go, and it took off. So everybody's into jiu-jitsu. Oh, Duchan says it's not an Olympic. That'd be interesting to see if it was. It would be, yeah. Yeah, I think it's just a matter of time before it is. But you know who's a several black belt guy in jiu-jitsu?
Huh.
The guy that played Al Bundy.
Oh, the guy on Family Man.
The guy on Family. Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes.
I love him on that show. I love him.
Yeah. He Welcome. Kicked your butt. Yeah. He's, and he studied down with the Gracies. He studied with the Gracies. And he's a black belt, probably a several degree black belt in Gracie School of Jiu-Jitsu. Yeah. I've watched a video of him. Amazing. And he's so humble. He's so humble. He doesn't talk about it. You know, he doesn't really talk about it. And they were talking to him and asking him about it. And he goes, Ed O'Neill. Yeah. And they showed him. But when they showed him as the guy he is now, the old guy. The old Ed O'Neill, and he's down there mixing it up with these young guys. And I'm telling you what, old Ed O'Neill, you don't want to get too crazy with Ed O'Neill. But yeah, that's good. And it's fun watching him. It's fun watching him. I want to see him take on Chuck Norris. Yeah. Come on, Ed.
You could do
jiu-jitsu at any age. Yeah. It's fun stuff. It is fun stuff. I studied Wadakai karate for several years when I was the young old man. And, you know, I got up to, you know, right below a brown belt. And then I stopped. My instructor told me, you know, why are you quitting? I go, you know, man. He goes, you know, you're just a couple of years away from a black belt, man. You should stick with it. I don't know. You know. But it was fun. It was fun. Yeah. Then we'd have a match. And me and Dina Joe, we'd square off. Yeah. Yeah, we'd square off. And it'd be a jiu-jitsu match between me and Dina Joe.
I tell you what. I took a like a protection class at the police department 2 years ago. It was a woman's self-defense protection class. And they after they go through, okay, where are all your injuries? And they tape you up because the last day they bring these big guys that work, you know, for this department, huge guys. And they're all padded, completely padded. And and they say, this is going to be like a real, they ask you if you've ever had any like emotional things happen to you before, because it scared the crap out of me, because they come at you and they push at you and there's two on each side and they sandwich you and they're messing with you because they want to see what you've learned and how to take them down. And I have the video somewhere, man. I was kicking as hard as I could kick and swinging my, doing my things. And they're, oh man, it was scary, but it's good to know. It's good to know.
The one thing, now I was doing this in the 70s. I was doing this in the early 70s. And the one thing that irritated more than anything is these, the classes for women, you know, because we're in our class, we're in our dojo and we're doing this stuff, you know, and it's like, okay, all right, you're going to throw, you know, okay, you're all right, Tammy, you and the old man here, you know, you're going to work on throwing him, you know, and so you basically are letting them throw you, you know. There's no resistance. And I'm going, this is stupid, because this isn't helping them. Because if a woman's attacked, the guy ain't going to be like, okay, well, let me just kind of roll with your punch. I go, this ain't real.
Oh, no, these guys weren't. Yeah.
So what I used to do is I'd get up there and Tammy, okay, reach around Tammy and get ready. And Tammy's going to throw you. I'd all of a sudden, I'd just cinch on him. Cinch, pull her feet. I mean, I'm making it real. And the our instructor, our sensei, he goes, what are you doing? I go, man, I'm just trying to make it a little more real. So he liked the idea. And so he started when he was training women. And then when the women are going for their, you know, getting their higher belts, they're going for the testing and all that. I was the one he called on to put him, like, I was like that, Dina Joe. I was the big guy that came out. And if I grabbed a hold of you, you better hit me hard and get me let go. I mean, that's just how it was. I would go home so bruised, because we didn't use padding. I would go bruised. I had bloody noses, black eyes, you know. But I loved it, because it made it, if you want me to let go, you better make me let go of you. And, I mean, I was proud to say that, you know, the women that studied in our dojo, I mean, hey, they knew how to take care of themselves. Because we made sure they did, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how it was, you know.
Yeah.
So and now I think everybody's people are more into that now. They're into it. I saw this one school that they start they do the little training to learn the techniques, and then they have a little more resistance, and then they add a little more resistance, and they keep adding resistance to the training to where it's going good. Uh-oh, I see my network connection. Oh, it was going poor. I thought, am I going to get anything to lose me? Oh, it's back up to excellent. Wee wee. And so anyway, if you're going to, ladies, if you're going to take a self-defense course, make sure you find one that not only shows you the techniques and all that, but they have resistance training. You know, I mean, like if somebody's going to grab you from, grab your shirt or something, they really grab you. You know what I'm saying? And they make it so you really have to work to get them to let go, because otherwise it don't make any sense. You know, it's like going out and shooting a gun with no bullets. That don't make any sense. You know, you could do all your dry fire training that you want, but unless that's got a live round in it, it's not. That's just not the same. You know.
Yeah.
All right, Dark Bear. Have a good day, buddy.
Bye, Dark Bear. I'll have to look for the class that I took. I know that they're nationwide, and they do teach them at like community colleges and different things too. I don't know what's going to happen because of COVID. I'd love to take it again just because it was very, very helpful in what they taught you. Taught you like the police, you know, they were teaching you how to spray, spray this, well, not mace. Well, there's mace and the other one that women use. They say half the time they spray it the wrong way and they spray themselves.
Oh yeah.
You know, instead of protecting themselves, they're spraying their enemy, the person coming at them, they're spraying the wrong way. So they teach you how to do pepper spray. Thank you guys. They teach you how to do all of that in the class too. I know I have the booklet upstairs, and then I'll put it on our Facebook page.
You know what's funny, Dina Jo? You said that about pepper spray. I've been watching this one of my favorite, all-time favorite television series is called Justified. It's about a U.S. Marshal, Raylan Givens, in Kentucky. It is just an excellent six-season-long TV series, Justified. And you can find it on Hulu. It's an older one, but it's an excellent, excellent series. And I noticed yesterday they had this lady, she goes into her apartment and she notices that, hey, wait, something's wrong. Something's off. The door was unlocked. And she goes and she grabs the pepper spray from her purse, puts it in her hand, and she's walking around the house. And I'm going, she's got it in her hand backwards. I noticed that when they were filming it. You know, I'm filming. Nobody told her that she had it in her hand backwards. I mean, you know, she never sprayed it. But you could tell. No, she's got that backwards. She'll spray herself in the face. You know, pepper spray, it works. But I tell you what, if you're going to spray somebody in the face with pepper spray, you start spraying them, don't stop till the can's empty.
Right.
I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, you know, and our instructor, he used to tell the women that all the time, you know. If you're going to spray somebody, spray it until there's no more. And if you hit somebody and they're on the ground, you
kick them in the cojones.
And they're trying to get back up. You just keep beating them until they don't get back up. Yeah. He said, you just got to keep at them. Keep at them until it's done. What do they call it? Neutralize the threat.
Neutralize them for sure. That's right. Bam.
I love that.
So one of those spots by their
joke about. I love
by
that.
By their necks. There's one by your neck that's very deadly.
Oh, we taught women to bite. We said when all else fails. He goes, when you're under attack, this isn't a little playground thing. You need to fight for your life.
And shut that up, bro.
You do everything. We taught him how to eye gouge. We taught him to bite. Yeah, you do everything. You do everything
you to have
get
to.
Out. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't think about being nice, girls, when you're in that position.
There is there is no fair fight. A fair fight is a fight you're going to lose. You just got to be vicious. I loved self-defense. I loved being in an environment of teaching women and children self-defense.
We were talking about yesterday or the day before about speaking out about kids. Yeah, we definitely need to teach kids that with those boundaries. Yeah, if somebody's doing something, you do whatever you need. You don't have to You scream, you yell, you bite, you kick, you whatever you need
to do. Gouge, you do whatever you need to do to get away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do nowadays. I mean, well, you've had to do that forever. You've had to do that forever.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's you know, that's just how, that was the attitude the old man had growing up. You know, he'd say, "Hey, I'm gonna kick your butt, old man." Well, you know, if we're gonna go down that road, it's not gonna be a fair fight. I'll just tell you right up front, this is not gonna be a fair fight. Well, you're a cheater? No, I'm a survivor.
Yeah.
Oh. Jay Baby says he cracked ribs because he was behind me and wouldn't let go. Yeah. And I had to break skin when I bit him before he let go. I hear you.
I had to show the cops my teeth. Yeah. That ribs was
on his arm for months and I showed the cops.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Oh,
yeah. It. Yeah. Even playing around, you know. You know, I don't play around with Grammy because that's her mentality, you know. I've always told her, if you get yourself in trouble, you got to do what you need to do to get away from it, you know. And she goes, are we going to practice? I go, no.
Are we going to practice?
I don't want to get
beat up. Are we going to practice? That wasn't playing around. I didn't think so.
And she said it smiling. So are we gonna play? Are we going to practice? No. Get away from me. Rawr. You know. No. Yeah. You know, you just got to. All the fun fighting was when you're in high school, you know, that was fun fighting. But once you graduated from high school, any kind of fight you have out in the street, you better be prepared to fight for your life. You know, you just don't know. You just don't know. And, you know, what do they say? You know, I'd rather be stand before a jury of 12 than being carried in a coffin by 6.
Yeah.
You got to take care of yourselves, people. Take care of yourselves. And, you know, and if you got the means in that to take a little self-defense class in that, do it. I believe you'd probably find out that most police stations do a little easy
that's the one I took was at the police department, and it was free. It just it was booked up like so quick, really quick. So the minute they got, you have to be on their website and get on there. And yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of free ones.
Yeah. One thing I learned from my instructors, we learned pressure points.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there's this pressure point that's right behind your ear. It's right about your earlobe. It's where your jaw and your skull meet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Somewhere on your neck or somewhere. That's where they were teaching us too. It's deadly, isn't it?
You can reach it. Well, it's not deadly, but it'll make people let it go of you.
Oh. Well,
and if you get in there and push it, it hurts. Yeah. I've never learned a pressure point that's deadly. I don't know. I don't know the five finger dragon death thing. I've never learned that.
I don't know the five finger dragon death thing either.
but this pressure point behind the ear, you know, I worked at this one place and this young girl comes up and she goes, I don't know what's wrong with my husband. He likes to hold me down on the ground and tickle me and he won't let me go. I try and it gets to the point where I start crying. I go, well, look here, let me tell you. So I showed her this pressure point thing behind his ear and I go, now all you got to do is reach up to it and just drive your finger to his brain. I go, he'll let go. So a couple of days later, she comes into my reading booth. I was an X-ray film reader. And she comes in. She's laughing. I go, what? What happened? She goes, well, my husband got me down, and he started tickling me, and he wouldn't let me go. So I got my arm free, and I reached up there, and I hit that little point like you said. I go, yeah. And I go, and she goes, and he let go of me, and he started crying. He goes, what are you trying to do, kill me? And she goes, I told him, don't ever not let go of me when I tell you to let go. And I go, well, there you go. Lesson learned. That's funny thing about this pressure point stuff.
Yeah.
Because I learned that on your wrist, there's a spot on your wrist that it's along that line. Huh?
Bye, flying ham. Have a good day.
Bye, flying flam. Flying flam.
Bye,
flying ham.
We love you.
Hey, but
on
your wrist, you look at your hand, palm up, look at your hand, you're looking into your palm. There's that little crease that's right below your hand on your wrist, right there. And then right down from down from the groove between your little finger and your ring finger, down, go down, and you'll feel like a little gap right there in between those bones, those little gap. Well, yeah. if you grab that and you kind of pinch that, not hard, you know, you just kind of pinch it and massage it. Hold it for about 60 seconds in that. It'll help you fall asleep.
It calms you down. Yes. You sleep.
Yeah. It says if you've got insomnia or your brain won't relax or you just can't sleep, you hit that little spot and you just pinch it and kind of massage it for about 60 seconds and it'll help you fall asleep. Now, when I saw the video of that, I've learned, like I said, I learned about pressure points to hurt and that kind of stuff. But when I saw this lady explaining this, I thought, let me see. I tell you what, it works. It's like acupressure. Yeah, acupressure. That's all it is. And yeah. The Japanese, you know, they have all these little things that they've been doing for thousands of years.
In your feet too, all over.
In your feet. I follow this one lady and she's got video, and like there's little spots in your she had one for a migraine and I can't remember it, but she said this is a good one for migraines. And I thought, well, that's interesting, you know, that's interesting. It really works. I try it and yeah, there you go.
Yeah, on your feet, it's called reflexology.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what there's that. I guess there's a name for it on your hands because your hands have a bunch of them too. But you know, if it didn't work, why is it still around? Because yeah. They've been doing it for thousands of years, you know.
Well, that's why the insurance companies don't cover acupuncture and all those kind of stuff. They don't cover any of that. They would rather pop you with pills, I think.
Exactly. That's why they won't give you herbs and that kind of stuff. They don't recommend any of that. Why? It works because you can do that without making any money. Yeah.
I guess because if we transition to those, then the methods that they've used for so long would wind up going out of business because that would be, you know, taken away from them.
Oh yeah, and pharmaceutical
and the
people
drug
fight
and
that.
Pharmaceutical, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And insurance companies fight it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deshaun and Ralph got a little conversation going on here about being lazy, and Ralph says, "Why do we get lazier when we get older?" You know what, Ralph? I don't know. Because I am the king of lazy, especially this year. don't laugh, Eric. I'm the king of lazy. I am lazy. I've just gotten lazy. And I don't know. I think it's for me, I think I used to work hard. You know, I was going to say,
in certain degrees, it's okay because you've worked really hard your life.
Yeah.
But in other ways, hi, Real Patriots Voice, welcome. In other ways, it's not good to be so lazy that you're just being a bum and then you're not working your body and doing the things your body needs to be able to, so that you can live a longer life.
Well, and we just got off a year where we were forced to be lazy. I mean, you know, you're locked down, you can't go anywhere, you know, and that kind of stress and depression, that makes you lazy, you know, I mean, that makes you lazy, you know, just don't want to, you can't go out without a mask, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yeah. That just made us lazy, I guess. I don't know, Ralph, but I'm fighting it starting next week. I'm heading back in the gym, buddy. Thank you. I'm heading back in the gym, man, next week. I'm not going to try to break any records or anything. I just want to get back into
start
some
slow,
kind of
get
shape.
Into it. Once you start doing it, it makes you feel so much better. It really does.
I just need to drop this weight and get back. I might look into doing some kind of See what they got as far as stretching classes and that kind of stuff. Oh, get back into so doing great. Some stretching and all that mm-hmm. stuff. Because I've just gotten stiff. I don't have any flexibility anymore.
What is the one that they show a lot of the older people in
Tai
parks
Chi.
Doing? Is it Chai Chi? I was like, no, it's not chai tea. That's what you drink. It is chai tea. That's supposed to be really...
Tai chi, not Tai tea. Not chai tea. Tai chi.
Tai chi. Okay. Tai chi, not chai tea. Okay. I'm like, it's not that. That's tea. Wait a minute. You know which one I'm talking about. That's supposed to be so good for you to do.
And it is. It is. It is good for you. It's relaxing and that. And I went to a Tai Chi dojo to learn it. I wanted to learn it. And when I walked in there, I go, look, I don't want to waste my time learning about this is a block. This is a punch. This is that. I don't want to learn that. I already know how to take care of myself. I would just want to learn the motions. I just want to learn the motions so I can do the movements, you know, the relaxation. Oh, no, you got to go through the whole thing so I get out of here. But, you know, our mall we have here, some people used to come and meet every morning. They had a little group of people do their little Tai Chi, and you could join them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't cost you anything. They
it's
just
so
say come
good,
in and just relax and just start following the motions. And you'll eventually catch on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grammy wanted me to develop my own Tai Chi. And
what's that going to be?
Oh, come on, Dina Jo. Now you're being
eating what?
No, like, I mean with
like
all this,
moving your
with
hand
my
to
past,
your
with the past and the stuff
I
learned.
I bet you're
no, she wanted me to really do it, but I'm so lazy. I haven't done it.
Well, see, something to look up to. Sexy hands.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
you have something to look up to.
Yeah.
You could do it.
Oh, yeah. You got to get back out and get motivated and start doing stuff.
Yeah.
Start doing stuff. Yeah.
You do it for you so that you can feel better.
Well, when I go to the gym next week, I'm just going to start, you know, I'm just going to start on a treadmill. Either a treadmill or an elliptical machine, because I like both of them. So, but I'm just going to take it easy. Just start going. And,
oh,
you know,
I hate that elliptical machine.
That's gonna
work
you.
I hate the elliptical
that thing. Will
machine.
Work you. It'll work you. What do you not like
I
about it?
I just don't like it. I like the treadmill better.
Yeah. Have you started
I get
going
on
back
that treadmill? Go on the treadmill and then go do my weights.
Have you started going back to your
no,
gym
No, because
yet?
The last time I went, they said that you had to still wear a mask. And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Can't work out like, wearing a mask.
I can't walk down the street wearing a mask.
No, you can't. It's you can't
it's
breathe.
It's too hard. Yeah.
Well, see, and I talked to them and asked them. I go, are you requiring masks? They go, no.
Yeah.
All right. Then I'll come back in, you know, and get it going. Yeah, it's just... It's not healthy. It's not healthy. But anyway, you know, I want to get going and, you know, let's see
if we can. I do have to be coordinated, Gina, and that is not – my dad called me Princess Grace for a reason.
Yeah. I get to see the battle scars every time she'll show. I fell down.
I
look at these scars. I cut myself. It's like, good grief, woman.
I know. I was just telling him. I showed him. My mom had sent me a picture. I don't know if it was the first or second grade. And my knees, my legs, you can just see the whole front of my shins are just
scarred up.
Everything, my legs are all scarred up because I was all legs, even little. And then what? The next week, I sent him a picture. My knees all bruised and the whole front. I said, I'd be perfect. If I could find that little outfit, I could take a then and now and be just exactly like that. I was all messed up.
Yeah, you were all legs and feet. Those, you had some big stompers.
I did look at that and I was like, God, he's right. Those shoes were pretty big.
I told you. You thought I was being mean, didn't you?
I did think you were being mean. But
no,
I went back and looked at those little
stompers.
What are those little black, shiny, what are they called? They're called something, too. Those little black girl shoes that you used to wear in the olden days. And they looked very big.
Looked like you had flippers on your feet. What does she got? Flippers on her feet? She's ready to go swimming.
Mary Janes. Thank you. Thank you, Gina. That's what they were. Yes, they were huge. They were big. Oh, they're dude Chong knew Mary Janes too. Okay.
I don't know. I've gotten to where when I see old pictures of people, or if I see people, I'm sitting at the mall just doing people watching. First thing I look at is feet. I want to see people's feet. We were in England, and there's this girl in the mall, and she's on a mission, man. She is heading someplace. She's in a bad mood, and she's just stomping down the mall. And she was in heels, and as she walked by us, you could hear her clop, 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 clop. You know, she was on a mission.
Don't get in her way.
And as she went by, we looked down at her feet, and she was stomping down so hard, her heels were bending.
Oh no.
Yeah, they were failing. Her heels were failing.
Yeah.
And me and Grammy looked at each other and go, doesn't she not know that that's happening with her shoes, you know? So ever since then, me and Grammy are watching and looking at shoes. And I've noticed, like, with you know, preteen kids and that kind of stuff, you know, kids that are getting to be 10, 11, 12, I always look and I go, man, look at the stompers on that kid. You know, it's like their feet get extra big or something. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. It's funny stuff. Yeah, baby. Well, so we got any holidays for today, Dita Chong?
Yes, I was going to tell you. We have some. Today is July 23rd. Friday. And today is hot enough for you day? Is it all hot enough for you day?
Where was that a few weeks ago?
I know. And then to go with that, it isn't hot enough day is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. So you can kind of cool off with some vanilla ice cream.
I love me some vanilla ice cream. I like the French vanilla.
It's
vanilla.
Jay Baby's dad's birthday.
It is. What's his name, Jay Baby?
Dad.
Matt. Well, we can't let Matt go have a birthday without singing to him. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, J-Baby's dad, Matt. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Matt. Oh.
Well, there's one more day. There's one more day.
One more day.
There's one more important day.
What?
It is National Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Woohoo!
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So go out there and tell your Grammy she is gorgeous. Your Nana.
I have to make sure I tell Grandma.
Chi-Chi.
And you're a grandma too.
Yeah. I am a grandma, so I'm a National Gorgeous Grandma.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's do stats. Around here having all kinds of fun. We've got to do stats. We got our stats, everybody.
No,
stats.
I swear, Mimi right. Shell, it says that's the first one, National Gorgeous Day. Gorgeous Grandma.
Gorgeous Grandma Day. Okay, so I got honorable mention, number six in our downloads, coming in at number six with 95, The Nation of Jordan.
Wow.
Jordan. Isn't it?
Is it Tuttle's birthday too? Tuttle's what?
Is it Tuttle's birthday today?
I just heard. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We're going to have to sing happy birthday to him after the stats.
Okay, let's go through these stats. Coming in at number five, Canada with 95 downloads. Coming in number four, India with 106 downloads. Coming in at number three, the UK with 119. All international. Gotcha. Number three, UK, 119. Coming in at number two with 185 downloads, the state of California.
Wow.
The state of California. Yay. And holding firm and coming in with 282 downloads, The state of Colorado. The state of Colorado, everybody. Woo-hoo.
Show those Dukes girls. Come on.
Colorado. Mm-hmm. That gives us a, that gives us a grand total of downloads at 40,202. We have 1,609 followers. We have 25,598 listeners. And we have engagement points, 176,638. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are the best. We have the best followers and fans alive. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. And a real quick note too, before we sing "Happy Birthday to Tuttle," I'm trying to contact the people from the Our Weird Life podcast, the young couple from England that's living in Japan. I've been in contact with them because I'd really like to try to get them. I'd like to try to get them on and talk to them because they sound cute. They sound cute and they sound fun, and not really an interview. Just talk to them about living in Japan. Okay, that'd so all right. We got another birthday. Tuttle. Is it Tuttle? Tuttle.
Tuttles.
There we go. Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday. Have a great day tomorrow. Have a great, great birthday, man.
Have an awesome day.
I see Man Cave in the house. Hi, Asha. Good to see you, buddy. Oh, he doesn't say hi to me. He just says hi to Dina.
Well, I said hi to him.
Oh, my goodness.
Did your order come in? What were you ordering? What are you doing? What are you got going on? Yeah.
Yes, my shirt that I wore. Oh, your Man Cave sounds on it. I was showing everybody in the state of Colorado. I was showing them your show. Yeah, I was. And you I picked you over the old man that day, and he was and not too happy about that.
Yeah.
Hi, Pink Squirrel.
And you know what Grammy told me?
He's a little green.
You know what Grammy told me?
What?
I want a Man Cave shirt. Okay, so I'll be ordering one too for Grammy. She wants one. And of course, we'll take a picture of it and we'll post it on our Facebook page. So I got
to
get on there.
Well, I guess I need to do that, huh?
Yeah, you need to post it. I need to find the send me the information for that for your merch, Man Cave, if you would please send me the information. Yes. And so I can get Grammy a shirt.
See how slow he is? Mm-hmm. Your best friend, your best buddy in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait till I order me one and I have him autograph it.
Hey,
oh, brother. It doesn't come from him. You think he's out there doing the screen on the shirt? Oh, man, let me do this. No, you should have saw it. It was all like in a little – I kind of thought it did come from him because it was kind of like in a knot. It wasn't even folded. It was like all rolled up in a little knot in this bag. Said to me, I was like, what the heck? I had to
kind
of
undo
it. The shirt was? Yes. The shirt was all rolled up like in a little knot. And I was like, what the heck? You know, normally they come all folded. It was kind of all, so it was all wrapped up in a little knot. I'm like, okay.
I'm going to check out and see what else he has.
It's a game. He's got pants, so you can have Man Cave sounds going along your thigh. he's got a pillow that you could put in your little head and drool on.
Oh.
I don't think he has a fanny pack. I thought he had, does he have a mug? He has a mug.
He does have a mug?
I think so,
That's what I'll probably be looking for.
Yeah, a mug. I love mugs.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Ralph,
you don't want the muscle shirt, old man? Come on. No, you can get the muscle shirt like me and wear it to the gym. No?
I hate tank tops.
Oh.
I like the sleeveless t-shirts. I don't like tank tops. So.
Oh, okay.
Risk it for the brisket. biscuit. For the biscuit. Risk it for the biscuit. So, yeah, that's exactly why I like those shirts, Ralph. I like the sleeveless t-shirts so I can show off the tats on my arms. I don't like the tank tops because then I got my man boobs. They got to try to keep them under control.
Oh, my man boobs under control.
That's too tough. That is too tough right there. Hey, and Ralph's got merch, don't you? You have merch too, right, Ralph? You got merch?
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't know that, Ralph.
Yes, he does. Yeah, I thought he did. I thought he did.
Oh, Ralph, send me where that is. I would, if I knew that, I would have supported you before Man Cave.
Ooh, Man Cave. Oh, what a slam. Oh. Well, now you know who you where you stand,
to.
Man.
I
Cave.
Had to.
Now but you know.
You know what? The day he came in and said something, I bought something. I'm just poking.
Ooh,
I'm just
man.
Poking the little friend. No, but I didn't Ooh. Know. I didn't know Ralph had anything. I'm sorry, Ralph. I'm sorry, Ralph. Send me where it is.
You should be apologizing to Man Cave. Good.
Oh,
name.
Ralph. Man Cave knows I'm
There's teasing. That jealousy rearing its nasty head.
He knows I'm teasing or I would have never bought it. Come on now.
That's too funny. Man Cave, I'm speechless. I don't know. My little number one there, she just turned.
Oh, well, I will not be sleeping with that on to bed. That is for sure. What the heck is he talking about? The dude, Sean, if you wear that tank top the next day, it will fall out like a maternity top. Mm.
Oh, interesting.
No. Well.
Interesting. That's funny stuff right there.
Your belly.
Hey, so anyway, what did y'all got going? It got the weekend tomorrow, Saturday, everybody. Saturday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Saturday. No, Ralph, we're not doing a music show tonight. No music show tonight. I've got Grammy and I've got some stuff we need to go take care of. And so we're not going to be doing the music show. So what do you guys got going? Eric, what do you got going for this weekend? Anything?
Well, I don't really think I have too much planned. I'm probably the same old as usual. But I know since you're not on tonight, other than Chris Unplugged and Laura doing shows later, of course, I know I'll be slightly serious later.
Yeah. Cool. What about you, Dan? What do you got going? Oh, sorry, Eric. Go ahead.
Sorry, and Monday will be a very great episode of the Slightly Serious Show. The friends from the Freethink Institute will be back for their third appearance, so that should. So I would definitely like for us to fill the live cast for that episode.
Nice, that'll be good.
What do you got going on, Dina Jo? What are you going to do this weekend?
Well,
besides take care of your garden.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to make some salsa tomorrow because I have jalapenos and serranos that are like bright red. I need to get them off there and do that. But Lewis had purchased a pizza oven in May, and it finally got here. So
what? In May? And it finally came? Holy
yes.
Moly.
Well, that's just telling you. If people tell you that they can't work because there's no jobs – there's jobs. And if you could get what kind of class do you need to drive a truck? Because they need truck drivers. And the guy told me they pay good and they have great benefits. And So it took that long to get it. So we'll be making some pizza.
J-Baby says, how big?
I'll send you a picture. It's big. It's pretty big.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want to put my order in for a jar of salsa.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I got to get back into that and start making my salsa again. So
Yeah, the only difference from last year and this year, everybody, this year it's going to cost you because she gave the free samples out last year just to hook us in. She's the salsa pusher. She's the cartel of salsa. She's the cartel.
I'll send you some,
of salsa.
Get you hooked, and then I swear I have had two different people ask me for the recipe, and I'm like, no,
don't do it, don't
no.
do it.
Lewis goes, give it to him, but don't take stuff out of it, you know?
Yeah, don't tell him.
I'm
don't
like,
ever
no,
give that recipe
I'm just going to say, no, that's mine.
what you do is you write it down, you lock it away, and you give it to Ava.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
There you go. And then Ava grows up. Down. Ava grows up, and she carries the tradition with the, and she can call it Gigi salsa. I tell you what, folks, this is some of the best salsa I've ever had.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Thank you.
I mean, when I tried it that first time, it was like, oh my god, yeah, it was so good. And I don't think I ever used it for anything but chips and dip. I think that's all I used it. I pour a big old bowl of it, and I just get me that the tortilla chips, and man, I'm just chipping out. It's so good. It's good. I put it on eggs too. I used it on eggs. Yeah, yeah. We went through.
Welcome
it fast.
Back, Asha.
I gotta find out if Grammy's hit a jar, because I think we got a jar someplace that I don't know where it's at. I'll have to ask her. I'll have to
she
ask.
Hit
her.
It from you. It's probably in plain sight. You just can't see it.
Yeah, well, that's the best place to hide things from the old man, right in front of him. And then when she shows it to him, it's right here. I'm going, oh my! How long's it been there?
I know. I was like, where's that? It's been there all along.
Yeah, it's been there forever. Jeez, right in front of you, man. Yeah. Well, we had on our tomato plant with the big tomatoes, we had a red one, and Grammy harvested it. So we had our first red tomato off our big plant. Oh my gosh, they are so good. It's something about your own tomatoes. They seem meatier to me.
Yeah.
They're meatier. Oh,
man, Cave, you changed your picture.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, he changed his little profile.
Oh, I noticed.
Yeah.
Let me look. Oh, he's got the hat. He's got the flat hat. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, so it's really him. It's a good picture. That's a good one. Yeah, your vegetables and stuff that you eat in your own garden, they're just, it does taste different. It's fresh. Mm-hmm.
She's trying to butter you up, Asha. She's trying to take the sting out of
come on, you two.
Well, look, he must have got so hurt. He never did call in Dina Joe. So,
gosh, blame it on me. Blame it on the rain. Don't blame it on me.
Yeah,
there funny. He is.
Asha, you got like 1 minute, man.
Well, Dina, I'm upset with you, but happy with you at the same time. I don't know how you can do that, but hey.
Oh, come on. You know we're friends. I can poke at you.
Yeah, I know. I'm really messing.
Yeah, but I do. I have my shirt. I wore it the other day. Wore it everywhere. And you know when people are staring at you, I know you forget you're wearing something that says something? Yeah,
they're trying to read it.
Oh. Yeah, you're then they're like, oh, that's what it is. It's like, it's not the booger hanging out of my nose. It's the shirt that I'm looking at.
But I went into the shop the other day and I've got a face mask and I've got pressure mate Simon's on the face mask.
Uh-huh.
And the woman who was serving me kept looking at it thinking, what does that mean? I was like, just go and look on the Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/mancavesound. That's what pressure makes diamonds. I was like, yeah. It's a nice way of doing it though. But yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Take care there, old man.
Thanks for swinging in.
Bye,
Asha.
Yeah. Big hugs. You know I love you.
Got anything you want to tell everybody before you get out of here, man cave?
Give love, get love, and never forget those who come from above, you know?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And pressure makes them diamonds, man.
And pressure makes them diamonds.
Thanks, man. See, Dina Joe, I can ask my bestest friend of all podcast world, and he calls in.
I know. I need to get one of those. I'll get one. I will get a bestest friend to call in, I promise.
Thanks for calling in, man. Eric, you want to plug a few shows before we get out of here?
Well, I think besides Slightly Serious tonight at 9:30 and the Monday special episode and Chris Unplugged and Mar later, you've also got Dark Bear. He should be going live about 1 p.m. Eastern time. And you've also got the Frankie D Show around 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern time. And Felix doing This Swap Doesn't Lie around 7 p.m. Eastern. Also be on the lookout for impromptu Cummings' Culture episodes, as well as other great friends over the weekend like Crazy Kane and you know, Crazy Town and the It's Doomsday podcast and Dude Sean and Beans and Wings and many other awesome friends. And hopefully John DeVito will have some new shows next week and many other friends. And Ralph.
Great. Thanks, Eric. Now Ralph's feelings are hurt. Oh, for crying out loud. Yeah, you know we love all you guys.
We
love
you
all
guys
you guys.
Great hanging out with you guys today.
You guys are our best. You, all of you. All of you in the chat room. All our friends and followers are our bestest forever friends. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course the music show is canceled tonight, but don't worry, you'll be back next week.
Yes. We will be. We'll be back next week. And now a final word from the heartbreaker, Mitchell.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys. Thanks so much for being with us all week. And no music show tonight, but that's okay. We'll be back Monday, and we can't wait to see you then. Have a great weekend and be safe. Bye.
Dina Joe. Yeah, thanks for stopping by. You got the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We just appreciate you all coming out and spending your time with us, having a cup of coffee, and having a bunch of fun. Hey, we'll be back Monday. Tune in. Tell all your friends to check us out. Come in. You know, you can download all our shows through Podbean and Spotify. Mm-hmm. Give us a download. Give us a like. Give us a follow. Tell your friends. And just join us. The more the merrier. Come on in, have a cup of coffee. Going out this weekend, have a great time. Do random acts of kindness. Have some fun. Spend some time, quality time with your kids, your family, and just have a great time. Music's done. We're out of here. Thank you, everybody.
Love you and God bless you. We'll see you next time, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
See ya later, Gators.